Kriya 101, you don't need to do anything at all, continuation. Now, what I mean, or what I've learned, I dare say, in my old age, is this. We sometimes used to, when we are young, work hard, 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 and accomplish, accomplish, and then we have accomplished something and we are satisfied. When you're a bhakti yogi servant of God, there's the mission. So some of us have seen, I guess I was a bit like that myself, and took it that I have to work as much as possible, accomplish as much as possible, then God may be satisfied with me. Then my guru is satisfied with me, then I am doing something. Something real. But of course, as we were talking, this world is not real. So if you want to define real in terms of doing things with the physical senses in the physical world, well, I guess we need to think again. But yes, we have our service to God, but we should remember that first of all these, and this is what I've been nagging you on about here, that all these external activities done with the physical body they are supposed to be, when you do bhakti yoga, expressions of your inner devotion to God, to the person that you do nice things for. Because some people, for instance, in our interpersonal relationships, social life and so on, they have their customs that when you, for instance, visit someone, you bring a gift, or birthdays, this and that. Now, it may be that you really like that person or love that person, and therefore the gift is a gift of love, or it may just be a social custom. So this is what I mean. If our bhakti yoga performance is a custom, a program, activities that you should do as part of your piety, so to speak, then, well, of course, that's accepted. But there's nothing like a gift given out of love, is it? Even if it's a very simple one. So that goes with God as well. I understand. So you could say my change of perspective or point of view or point of being, the focus here is starting there. You don't have to do anything else than just being here with God the way you feel that you best relate to God. I sit here in front of my home altar. In front of my Gandharika Giridhara. And yeah. That's called darshan, and that's perfect. And just not doing anything at all. Also resting mind, resting body, rejuvenating, and getting inspiration, and sometimes direct guidance, good ideas come up. And then, when you start working, you do it from that inspiration, from your work, your activities come from that platform of simply being there with Krishna, with God. And just being satisfied with that and being receptive. Which also is much about calming down, stilling the mind, relaxing, and just being there with Krishna, Krishna conscious. So again, then from there it goes. Rest, work, balance. So why not try it? In the weekends, if nothing else. Use the holidays for holy activities. Again, not loading up a whole lot of holy activities, but the other way. Like Ekadashi, for instance, some think it's all about not eating grains, so avoid any little grain of grain in your food, otherwise sinful. But it's meant to be a day every fortnight or so where you just calm down. Take a break from lots of those passionate external activities and just meditate and chant. Fasting is also a way to turn off from all that buzzing activity out there in the world of the five senses. And just focus within on God. Again, not doing anything, relaxing. But we sometimes took it the other way. It's just about not eating the grains and the beans. And we went on with work as usual, but now it got more difficult because we needed to cook this special food and find out ways to eat good, still getting around the non-grain principle. So what I'm saying is that all these external activities should be understood right. They're not just there for their own sake. For a devotee, it's about Krishna consciousness. It's about our consciousness. Be there with Krishna. Be here with Krishna right now. And then Krishna may want you to do things. Then that will come naturally. Then activity and then rest and so on. This is the mode of sattva, shuddha sattva. When Krishna is there, your consciousness.